On the night of January 16, 1967, the sidewalk under the marquee of the Mechanic Theater was all Klieg lights, TV cameras, and microphones popping up, altogether a night invested with the glamour that goes with civic celebrity. The occasion was the grand opening of the new Morris Mechanic Theater at Baltimore and Charles Street. The show was Hello, Dolly, and the star was superstarlet Betty Grable, playing the role made famous by Carol Channing. But starring that night, too, was the theater where Ms. Grable played it, opening as Baltimore's newest and, at the time, only legitimate theater. But before the end of its time, its own story would play out as a drama worthy of the Mechanic stage. The theater was a dream of Morris Mechanic, who owned Ford's Theater on Fayette near Utah until 1964, when he sold it and then built the Mechanic. So it was on this night of bright lights and high promise that the Mechanic opened. But here the story takes on a curious turn. When the curtain went up that night, people were whispering that they couldn't hear, and in some cases couldn't see, and that the new Mechanic had bombed. But show business being show business, the Mechanic went bravely on. After a few years, the Mechanic went dark for 18 months, while the rescuing city fathers, with money and management, did some reconfiguring of the architecture and sound system. Which brings us to the second grand opening of the renovated Mechanic 9 years later, on November 1st, 1976. Things seemed to go well enough, but it became obvious. The Mechanic was living on borrowed time. Its limited seating, inability to handle Broadway spectaculars, and competition from the newly opened Hippodrome all combined to put it in a losing race with the times. So it was on the night of January 18, 2004, the curtain came down on the last show to play the Mechanic, The Graduate. The Mechanic opened in 1967 and, save for a brief hiatus, enjoyed a glorious Boffo run for 37 years. As they say in showbiz, not a bad run.